Yossi Chazan, Parashas Matas Masei. Dietary emergency step.
Good morning. We find ourselves at Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Chol is a very holy day. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Rashi Tevis, as I said last week, Arachim. And Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is the Hilula from Aaron Kana Kadisha, as Kiyadua. And there's a fascinating Targum Yonis and Targum Shalmi that Kiva the Nachnashi, the Aaron, when Aaron HaKohen passed away, which actually his passing is mentioned twice, Sayyid Parash Chukas, that again in this week's Parsha with the date, the only times in Tanakh. Now the Boch in Moshe, the Omar Moshe, and it says, Vaili Alach Aaron Achi, Omutz Lois in the Yisroch. Moshe Rabbeinu eulogizes Kvayachul, Aaron HaKohen, Amud of the Lois, and he's the Omud of Tefillah Vayim. There's a fascinating Tverash Shlema in Parshas Shmini on the Pasuk. Ki hayoyim hazeh nira aleichem, shenir aleichem. He brings the megalamukis that nira, nun reish, aleph hey, scramble the letters to get the word arid. Aleichem, scramble the letters to get the word michol. Because the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud that even bizman hazeh, michol is makriv, karbonis, which we say am jitzadikim, in the Beis HaMikdash l'mailah. While Derech Zeh says the Tverash Shlema that Moshe and Aaron are still standing and davening for Klal Yisroel, and therefore there's a pasuk which we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Moshe and Aaron b'chayan of Shmuel b'kayde Shmoi, koyrim el Hashem huyan. Koyrim doesn't say koru, loshen ovar. Koyrim is loshen hoyvim. That Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, all three of them are still davening for Klal Yisrael. There's actually a Sefer Chizyonis from Chaim Vital. His dreams, what he saw, Lamaila, and it's a magic of Orthic. He went to Gan Eden, and he saw there's an empty space in Gan Eden. And he said, this must be the place of Shmuel Hanovi. Because after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shmuel didn't want to be in Gan Eden. He went to the Mokim HaMikdosh and he sits there at the Pesach of the Heichel and he's bespowled for Klal Yisroel. Right? And elsewhere, he brings the Tverash Shlema brings that fountain Pazuk in Eishes Chayil. Taimo ki toy sachra le yichbe belaila nira. Even belaila, laila always refers to Golos. Toiv always refers to tzaddikim. Even the tzaddik he toiv. Taimo he toiv. Sachar even balayla the tzaddikim. Moshe Aaron and Shmuel are mispalled for Klal Yisroel. Hence the pasuk says in Shmuel that Shmuel shoychev beheichal Hashem again loshen hoivim. That he's still sitting there in the heichal Hashem at the gateway. And that's why Chana David have a child. V'yoshav shom ad oil. Tateira Rosh Hashanah. Right ad oil on that Shmuel is. Gerade interessant, just der Chagav, Megala Mukis says elsewhere in Veschanan, Lamed Gimel, Eifen Lamed Gimel, that Shmuel was a Gilgul of Aaron. Kusai, Moshe and Aaron, Amudet, the slaves of Yisrael, was the Skalgul and Shmuel, they're still davening for Kal Yisrael. And therefore, the Tverash Lema Taiches, we say in the Zmiras, the Shabbos, and Zambel Shvachin, Nehoira Leyam Yimde over Choyin the Division. Nehoira Oisius Aaron, and Aaron is the one who Miloshin Oyer says the Maral, that since Aaron is Mashpia Kishemen Atoyu Allah Zokhans Kan Aaron, Aaron is Mashpia radiance and lichtigkeit, therefore over Choyin the Division, Klal Yisrael gets his brachas to the Tfilis of Amud the Slaves of Aaron HaKohen. Derech Agav, it's time to say that's why there is a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbo. It says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemer, right? 18 times is Moshe v'Aaron and Keneged Zeh Anshek Nesed Agdeilu Masakin 18 brachas in Shmona Esrei because Moshe v'Aaron lemailo are the ones who are misfiled that the tefillos from Klal Yisrael should be niskabel. You know, the idea of Aaron, you're not going to be a genius to work out. Aaron is Hava Avoida, right? And Bizman Azeh is Mishal Beforan Soseinu, we do it through Tefillah. Asher Al came to, just Erech Agav, the Chal Yitzchak, from the Spinka, beginning of Parashas, Emer, El Ar, Emer, B'nei Aaron, right? Right? He says there's three Kav, the Kav of Chesed, Kav of Gvura, and Kav of Teveris, which is the three Amudim, the world stand, Teir Avodim, Los Chasod, which is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. You know, we'll discuss the countless times. And he says, what is the gematria of the word Kav? Kufov, 106. And there's three Kavin. 318. What is 318? Siach. And the Gemara says, until Shachar, ain't Siacha Elot. Filo, Shemar, Iti, Yitzchak, Masuach, Basod. Therefore it says, Emer Elakahanim, Amud Avoido, B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron is gematria 318. Right? That they're the ones who have to mezaris, the Eden Shadavin with the Slavos, he brings with the Shlevi, Ubas Kuyin, we first did in the Shalmud, Gisei Chelizna, Yisvet HaKrirus, in Avoidus Hashem, the person Davin, without a Slavos, without a passion, right? Esaviyahi Michalela, Esekosu Begam the Mailo, therefore, Ba'esh Tisar, if you gotta rekindle the fire, the Chamimus, the Slavos, and therefore, through that, you destroy all the Sitrachos, and all the Klippis, and all the Ikum Shit. Fine. And therefore, we read this week in Parshas Masa, we read about the Zalkus of Aaron. And you're not going to be a genius to work out. Not a lot of gematria today. I apologize. It's not fine. Right? But Aaron, everyone knows, with the long nun, Amantzapach nun, which is 700. So Aaron is gematria 906. Anybody? 906, I said last week already, if you remember. Is gematria Shikutsis, which is Rashi Tevis, Shavaseinu, Kabel, Ushma, Takiseinu, Yudeya Talumis, which is idea of Tefillah, you're not going to be a genius, which is also the Gimatria Melechas HaMishkon, Tavoid of Mishkon, Tomet, we said last week, Tavoid of, we discussed last week, Tavoid of Tefillah in Ben Amitzor, which is also the Gimatria Odom Ki Yakir Mikem Korban Hashem in Makril, and it's Gimatria Eure Shel HaMashiach, which is also the Gimatria Gul HaMitis. So this is the time, this is Manus Mesugel, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the Yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, to be Mespalu Befat for Geula. Now, that's Hakdom, introduction. In this week's parsha, there's a hero on the floor of how one davens for Geula. The heck, this is Dover B'Idim, Dover B'Idim. The heck, it says in Pasuk, Vayal Aaron, where did he go, where did he leave the world? El Hora Hor Al Pi Hashem, right? I've said it countless times. There's a pasuk in Parshas Yisrael Matan Torah. It says Hagbel Es Hor V'Kidashli. How do you spell Hor? You're not going to be a genius to work this out. Hey Reish. Hagbel, make Hagbel. What is the letters before a Hey? On one side there's a Dalit, on the other side there's a Vov. What's the letters before and after a Reish?
Kuf and
Shin. Put them together. What do you got? Kodesh. Hor Hor is Pshat Kodesh HaKadoshim. So just like the Kohen Gadol went in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to Bechaper and to bring all brachas and Jeffa, the Geshem of Ruach for Kal Yisrael, Vayal, when Aaron went to Hor Hor to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is the Stalkus that brought all kinds of Yeshuas and brachas and Jeffa for Kal Yisrael. And therefore, Hor Hor 415 is Gimatria Kedusha. And therefore, how long did Aaron live? 223. How would you write that? Kuf Chav Gimel. Said in Sfarma, Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Kedushas Kohen Gadol remains with Aaron even afterwards. He's in the Hor HaHor. He's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Chaper Fakal Yisrael. How does one do so? How does one bring this, the Tefillah of Geula? The heck, there's a pasuk in this week's Parsha, the beginning of Parshas Matos, Parshas Nedor, which one Bechalas will say, what in the world, why is it that Chazal or Misakin, Ezra Seifer, that before the 3 weeks, in the 9 days, actually, Shazavorchim, we always read Parshas Matos, Parshas Nedor. What does God do? Well, it's coming to the theme of the Geula of 3 weeks. That the pasuk says, Lo Yachel Devori. Don't profane your words. So the Messiah says Gimel, the three times the word Yachel appears, Dain, Yachel Dvorit, V'idach, Yachel Yisrael HaShem, Kim HaShem HaChesed, V'harba Imei, Fidus. Next pasuk, next capital, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Yachel Yisrael HaShem, Me'atav Ad, When the Bessari is underscoring that this word appears elsewhere, it's like trying to
connect
something. So here we have let's start. There's a famous Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara. Some I spoke about it in past years, I'm not sure. The Gemara in Baba Basra of Ayin Dal. One of the Amiroim, Hakdoshim, was a Rabba Bar Barachon. And Kiyadu Rabba Barachon went on these fantastic journeys. He saw her like whatever. So the Gemara said that Rabba Barachon was going. And he met Ahud Tayyar. He did Pshat as a Bedouin, an Arab, other Basoicher, other Pshat as Eliyahu Novi, as others Darin Nachal, as the Talmud bring that, you know, else in the Gemara Brachas, also, Elio is Malik a Titan. So Elio sometimes dresses up in the guise of a Bedouin a Titan. And he says, Tov, Achvila, come, I'll show you Har Sinai. He went to Har Sinai. It was filled with huge super King Kong Akrovim, whatever surrounding it, whatever. And he hears a Baskel. And the Baskel says from Har Sinai, Oidli Shinishbati, V'Achsu Shinishbati, Mimefili. Woe unto me that I made a shul. Right? And now who's going to be Mefer the Nether? So he came back and he told Rabban and his colleagues what he heard of Baskel from Har Sinai. And they said to him,
why didn't you say hi?
Right? Call Abba Chamra. His name was Rabba, right? It really was Abba. Every Rabba is a donkey, right? The Chol Barbar Chona is Sikhsi, is a fool. Shaitan. If the Eibishter says Ach Oyli Shenishbati V'Ach Shenishbati Mimefili, you should have said what? Mufilach. It's a Mefer, right? V'Hu Sover, what did our Chan who didn't do silent? He thought maybe the Eibishter was asking a Pesach, whatever, a Heter for the Shvua that the Eibishter swore he won't bring a Mabul again in the world. So maybe, if you don't know what you're doing, don't mess with things that you're, right? V'Rabbonan, what did they hold? If the Eibishter made a Shvua not to destroy the world, and now he wants to get out of it, why would he say, Oili Shenishvaiti? Is the Chalaya, what was the Oili? That the Eibishter made a Shvua about the Churvin, about the Golos, about Tzaras Gal Yisrael. And therefore, you should have said, Mufarlach. Arkana Gemun. Fine, so good. Famous classic Gemun. The Rambam Hilchos Ador in Perek Zayin Hilchot Tes says, "Osar al Atzmei Hanoyes Bnei Oyir, Os Vahashala al Nidrei Lachochum Nei Oyisuyim." Person says, "I don't want Koyim, whatever, that anyone in Manchester have a Noah for me, right?" And now you regret making this Neder. What do you got to do? You got to get a Heter. You go to a Chochum, but you cannot go to a Chochum from that city. Right? Which is based on Yishalmi in Perek Hei of Nedorim, says the Kesef Mishnah, why not? Because a Chacham from the ear that you were made from them, Anoa from you, right? Is Negev Bedover. And a person who's Negev Bedover, it becomes like Nidri Atzmoy, right? And the Gemara says in Nedorim, Dafei Aleph, on the base called Nedorim, of the Matir Chutz Mi Nidri Atzmoy. You gotta go to another city to be undo the Neder you made against this city. So far, so good. Ask the Mishnah Lemelech. Classic Kasha. I have just hundreds of pages in all sorts of handling of this Mishnah Lemelech. Right? There's a Seer to Rambam from this Gemara Baba Basra. The Eibush just said, "Asher Shinish Bati Mi Meifrili," and the Shvu on Golos and I come him like, "Wow!" Do they give it to Rabbi Rachon? Right? Hello. Is he in the Geyer Bedover Yinshuvan of Golos? Is he suffering with Golos? So that's Hanika. And I'm going right. So he's in the game of how could he possibly be Matir? Hello? So there's a Binyan Ariel first, let's say, who says a Pasha to Teretz, right? What is the reason a Negeya can't be done? Because if you Negeya Bedover, you have a vested interest in the whatever, so you're not objective. And if you're not objective and you have a personal Negeya, right? So you can be matter that which is asr or asr that which is mutter. You can't possibly think objectively. Asher al kein, you're not allowed to go. If the Chacham has a vested interest, he cannot be the one to be matter neder. Because maybe the guy who's shoyl on the neder the Mavakish, or the Chacham, they're not thinking rationally, not thinking logically, maybe the Pirv. Honicha, if you're dealing with a human being. But the Eibishter knows the truth, and he knows that they were Yizmatim, right? And therefore, the Eibishter said that they had a tainer to him. By the Eibishter, you could, even though you're Negei Bedover, you could be Mefernet. Yeah? Nervos. Fort is a pasuk which says, Lo Yachil Dvori. Who ain't a mefer of a cherem if you're in it? There's a sort of a xerus akosu. Therefore, Rabbi Barachana should have been the one who's matted the nether. So says the Binyan Ariel, which is very, very shrer. Are you doirish? I don't understand, because if are you doirish time with the Quran or you're not? If you're doirish time with the Quran, then you don't need a heter in the first place. Befrat Rashi says in Gittin Daf Gimel that when the Chacham is matted the nether with a Pesach, if you would have known b'shat today, the kunt kuntois, right? There was the mitchila. There was no neder. The chacham is oikir meikara, right? Hello, and the Eibishter knows the truth. Kuntois never was a neder in the first place. So what's the whole problem? We could talk about this for the Bnei Ariel for many minutes. The simple teretz the Satmar Rebbe brings from Satmar Rebbe, as the Papa Rebbe brings in Vayechiyah Yosef. What's the simple answer? Based on a famous story, everyone knows the Yismach Moshe, his whole life was like Geula. He used to put his clothes by his bed in case Mashiach comes. He was like, you look at the drashas of Yismach Moshe, unbelievable. Right? So once he said, it's different to Schoi, exactly what he said. The Zab Rebbe had one Nusuch, he got from his father, the Kloisenberger Rebbe had from his father, another Nusuch. The bottom line is that the Kloisenberger, that the Yismach Moshe said that Hashem Rabbo said, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm willing that Mashiach should come, not for Tevas Atzmi, even if I never see to live it, you take me and you burn me, the Srefa, and you take my ashes and spread it over the Shiva Yamim. Right? And I'll be sent to Kafakela for eternity. Or Rabbi the Iskad will be Iskad Shmirab. Says the Satmar Rebbe and the Papa Rav, the fees I understand. The greatest of Tzaddikim who are totally selfless and not worrying about themselves, Asher Alkein, they're not called the Negei Avedom. It's a Gevaldige Madrege. Rabbi Barachana was Mesupik, how could he come, he's holding with that Madrega, therefore he wasn't wanting to be Matan Neder, because he's Negev, Abraham held yet, Vaharaya says the Kluzenberger Rebbe, the Shevachayim, you heard the Baskel, no one else, ever heard this Baskel? I have never heard it either. Without great humility. I've never heard it. The fact that Rabbi Barachana did hear it is a chalayat to gay to him and his Avodas Hashem. He could have been mounted in Eder because he was totally selfless in Avodas Hashem. Says the Papa Rav, now I understand the Mesira. Lo Yachil Dvori. You can't uproot your neder. Aber Acherim could be. Aye, but the Acherim are also negayah. The Horaya, the Abraham, the Gemara Bavaster. Aye, but the Chura am a negayah. After this comes the Mesira, Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. That your kavana is not for yourself. It's only the Imale Hashem. Kol Mishal Yisecha, as the Sforim Hakadoshim say, the Yisgadol, the Yisgadol Shmirabo. The Chazal which says, Nimay Yisrael Mispalim Ve'enam Nenim, Nishem Mispalim Nidem Mispalim B'Shem. They don't have it for the Abraham, they have it for Zich. Yeah, I said that countless times to the famous Kabbalah from the Chuzi, Ein Ben David Ba'ash, Yichla Prutum in Akis. When people stop thinking about their own protius, their own individual good, and they start dealing about for Shemayim, then Mashiach comes. Rein Rabbi, there's like a thousand ideas all over the Svarim HaKadosh. Degel, all over. Asher Alkein, he wasn't the Negev Bedavar, he could have been Mechel Dinez. Abkan. That's one interesting mahal. Just let me just continue on. Just Derech Agav, another area in this parsha with the same theme. The Kitzur Nimrus, because there's like a thousand diukim. Right afterwards, it says there's an Abraham tells Moshe to send that Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'esa Midyan. You have to Nekoyim Nikmas, right? To revenge, take vengeance against the Midianim, the whole story of last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago's parsha, the Ma'aser Pa'or, take Nekoyim Nikmas Hashem. So first of all, the Al Shulchan is medayek, white double verb, Nekoyim Nikmas. The Chachila says Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu says. No. First, the Kohen Nikum is Bnei Yisrael. The Eibusha says, "You take the Nikum of the Eden, right, on behalf of the Eden." And Moshe Rabbeinu in the Kohen in the Losseis Nikmas Hashem, and it doesn't say the Kohen Nikmas double, but Losseis Nikmas Hashem. We're switching horses in midstream. And then they come back from the Milchoma, right? And they say, everyone gave over all the jewelry, whatever, right? Etc. Where does that come to the that they gave over all the shalol namokeach? And then it says, each one took. People, servants, whatever. Yeah, what's going on? So I saw a word from the Galant Rov, and the President Galant Rov, and say from Ner Lasadik, Meiritik Avot. He brings from him from the Hegel Bracha from the Gemara. You remember a few weeks ago in Parashas Ba'alu Yisof, there it says, Meshavenu Davins from Miriam, Kel No, Rufa No, Lo. Right? The obvious question is, why does it say the word no twice? Kael rufa no lo. Or kael no rufa lo. No twice. So he brings a moiriti gavur, which I'm going to explain, because it's yisuit navidis atfilim. He says that the ultimate tzaddikim, who are totally selfless, as we explained before, when they pray for kvid shamayim, right? Immediately their tefillahs are in the skabel and there's no whatever. And he says that's how the Baal Shem HaKadosh was able to be merap chilim and matar gival poikir akoris that lehoyu mimei ruchinah b'doisa, because the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught that whatever is there a chesoron down here amongst people and refuahs and shuahs and whatever we need parnasa, right? It all stems from what? The Shechinah HaKadosh is missing the same thing. Same effect in the Maggid, in Indul Nisbal, Elamit Koivid, Roish, the Kvedus, the heaviness, the pain, the oil, what the Gemara say? Because Mancha Adon Yisrael Mitzar, what does the Shechina say? Kalani mi Roish, Yelam Yisrael. So, Nisbal for Koivid, Roish, for Yisgadish Mirabo, and then your Batuach immediately, Rabbi Kamemra, you have a Yeshua. Nervos. If a person, you and I, I'm davening only the creature mind. Hello? So not only you're not the Bashamza, right? You're not Rukhin the Vedus, you're not the Khaizwa, not the Arizal, right? You're a Bechina from Dover Shkorim, and the Abrich kicks out the whole field. Like it's the worst of it. It's like a Gefela Chavin. What should a person do, or even Sadiqi, who Migoidal and Vesanusam don't feel they're on this Madrega? You say tikkun chatzos and you put ashes on your head and you'll sit there and vein zechus of golas hashchina, when you and I know that on the way out you stubbed your little left toe, you have a much more acute pain than golas hashchina. Come on, like, be real. Like, be, unfortunately, l'davinei, you're not going to be a great onuv, right? Your physical pain is much more to you than me or whatever to go than golas hashchina. So I'll go upon him. So they go, Aida said, David, I know that by us felt we need pranos, so we need shidduchim, we need refuahs, we need whatever. But I can't be a proper Oyved Hashem if my mind is on the doctor and the oncologist and the shatchin and a bunch of other things. So you mitzarif your personal needs together with Kvod Shemayim. And through that, you could play your epis, but it's not the same as the Tabnik who's Davni Tanushim Shemai, Rak for the Sarashchim. Asher Al King, he brings the Gant of the Meridi Kvort. Moish, the Abishter knew, the Abish knows everything. And he knew at the end of the day, Moish had to pass away in the Mibra. Right? And therefore, if he would say, the Koyim Nikmas Hashem, you know what's going to happen? And they're tzaddikim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, why should Moshe Rabbeinu go to Noikim Nikmas Hashem Eitz Midyonim? Because when Moshe goes himself, Avim Hashem Shemayim, and that will bring you'll destroy the klippis, the seder achra, the vansin, whatever, and that will be geula. And the Eibusha knew that the time hadn't come because whatever. And it brings a meuritic of vort from the Zizit Shofar. It's like, wow. There's a medrash. Okay, I've told you this medrash before, I don't know. Meuritic of medrash. Pasuk says in Parshas Chanan, Moshe wants to embrace Chanan, 515 tefillos, and Moshe says Ravloch al Tosif Dabre el Eid Bezorazel. So says the Medrash Hadod of Siva Pasuk Mishlei Tachnunim Yidaber Rosh VaOsher Yana Azus Tachnunim Yidaber Rosh. That refers to Moshe. Please let me just go in like there this one. VaOsher Yana Azus, the rich one, answers with Azus, with chutzpah, right? That refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ashir Shalem. Hello? Like, I'm a simple guy. What? Fucking like Fayachal David. The Osher Yana Azus. It's a pilly ploy, is the Medrash. Says, this is the Shriver is Moiridik. The Abrish said Ravloch. Rav is Rosh Tevis, Rus Boyos. The Abrish knew that Geula Mashiach could only come from Malchus Beis Tovim. Whatever reason, not getting involved now. And Rav is Rosh Tevis, Rus, and Boyos. But how would I figure out that what? Reish Beis is Rus and Boyos. The Osher, the Ebrish, the Osher, the Oilim Yana Azus. Reish from Rus. What letters are missing? Vav and Etav. Her full name is Rus. Reish Vav Tav. Boyaz is Beis Ayin Zayin. Which letters in Rav are missing from Boyaz Ayin Zayin? Put them together, what do you got? Azus. Moshe, it's a miracle word. Moshe Rabbeinu says, right, let me go in, says the Eibush to Ravloch. Mashiach has to come, Geula has to come for every reason through Rus and Boyaz, through Malchus Beis Dov. Right? And therefore, Hey Chaltzu Me Itchem. The Eibush didn't send Moshe alein, because that would be like, that's it. And curtains, and the history, right? They called to me, it's other people have to go, not Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kavod is not going to be. So, what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu says, they called to me, it's going to go and let's raise an army to fight whatever? What did he even say? Vayimosru, Chazal Dajan Balkor. I'm not going, ain't going. Why ain't going? Because they knew it's an Acher Teyosim Alamech. And so, it always happens that when you have a tzaddik, everyone's automatic skuluni. He's going to die? No, we haven't lost the ship. Right? We're not going. So they're not going. Why aren't they going? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, everyone understands the cheshmir. So the Eib Moshe says, you know what? We'll make a kunz. Right? Have an eitzim. V'yu al midyon, you still have bechir chofshis, right? Lo seis nikmas Hashem the midyon. Initially, the Hebrew said Nekoyim Nikmas Fazich. It's not the end of time. Not, you haven't destroyed even. Double expression: Kel No Rufan No for this Shechina and for Miriam. Right? So the Hebrew said double expression: Nekoyim Nikmas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says not double expression. Lo seis Nikmas Hashem. You still have the bechira that you could do it the Shem Shemayim for the Eibishter, right? And therefore he sends the sari alafim like that to me'ir the people can do it. David Yisrael, the Kodesh Magid says the tzaddikim have the ability to bring meichin, to bring cup into the soldiers, the foot soldiers, and therefore they said lo nifkod mimenu ish. Everyone in Kal Yisrael went to this battle, and they want to keep Moshe Rabbeinu alive. They're fighting for Nikmas Hashem. But Raya, everything we got together, all the spoil, the gold, whatever, we all gave it. Vanakrivus Korban Hashem. You'll have to why are we still in Manchester thousands of years later? The answer is at the end. It says the Anshiatzova Bozu Ishloy. At the end, they took the human resources from there. Oh, you have an Egiya Bedover? Doesn't work. Okay. But this fits in exactly what I said before. The ikr is that when one prays for Geula, it has to be Yisgadol for Kfei Shemayim. Okay, that's an introduction. It's one mahalach, but there's a lot of problems with this mahalach. I'll tell you another mahalach in the idea of Rabbi Baruch Hona. It's like awesome. awesome. There's an idea that tzaddikim have the ability to mevatel the neder of the Eibush. Tadikoyz v'kodesh v'mekayim, etc., etc. In whatever, right? That's what you find in the Tikkuni Zohar that people say. Some people say before by Kol Nidre, come Reb Shimon, and he prays the Eibushir, and he asked him, Avid began Shchinto the Eibush. Why? Because again, he wanted to be matter this neder. As you find Taka in Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu already did this. Ve'echal Moshe Espanei Hashem Olikov. The Gemara says in Brachas Asamet Beis, the Rava said, Achei Feiru Le, the Eibushir made a neder. I'm destroying Klal Yisrael. And Ve'echal Moshe, Moshe was Kedin, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Matir, the neder of the Eibushir. And therefore it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, that's why this Parsha said, what's it called, this Parsha, first Parsha? Matos, that the Eibush spoke to Roshei HaMatos to instill in them that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone has a koyach to what? To be made for the Eibush's neder to bring the Gula. Which is the reason, by the way, that we read Parshas Matos, Aphoros Nedorim, right? In the 3 weeks, in 9 days, in order to teach us that we have Chachamim, Tzadikim, have the ability to be matter the neder of the Eibush. Okay, that's in introduction. A big problem. Big problems with this general model. The Eibush said, "Oyli shenishbati v'achshav shenishbati mi meifuli." Who's going to be matter neder? What's the problem even? You just told me that tzaddikim have the ability to be made for the neder. Hello, can I ask you another klutz kasha? It's not my kasha. Tesis is kasha. Tesis of bechayr is naflam etzayin. Achshav shenishbati, what did the Eibush say? Me? Meferli. Who is Mefer? A Chacham is Mefer or a Chacham is Matar? The mission in the dorm. A Chacham is Matar and the husband is Mefer. And the Chachamim find out Pesach, a Charoto, if you would only have known, you wouldn't do whatever. And therefore the Chacham is what? Matar. Which Bechaldas Forum asked the Shaila, how could a Chacham be Matir, the Neder of the Eibushir? Because Neder is not, if you would have known, but the Eibushir knows everything. Gol of Yadua, Magen Meri Sachris. So why did they say, right? So Bechal, how could you be Matir, Neder of the Eibushir? But why did the Eibushir say, Vashir Shinishbati, me, Mefrili, he said to me, Matirli? As you see in the Chachamim, when they responded so strongly to Rabbi Rochana, they said, Hoyelcha. They said to him, Hoyelcha loymar muforloch. Not muterloch, but mufor. Allah should have a for. Answer, in the Hashem, answers on this, the Sefer Teres Chayim, for Ram Shor, on Baba Basra. Mayuditikavort. The Sefer brings this in minimum three places. Kutam Shulch, like his son. Tzaddikim, the Zohar HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu, is called Bala de Maternism. This is a Shechina HaKadosh. And the relationship of Moshe Rabbeinu and lofty Tzaddikim is like the husband to the Shechina. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayachal Moshe, and he was made for the Neder, say B'dechetu Egel, and say whatever, he was doing it not als Chochom, who's Mefer than Neder, because Aphoros Nedorim, Klape Milo, doesn't make any sense. He is doing it like a husband does it to his wife. Yes? And the Chumsefer brings this, Teres Chaim, and with this, he's Mesukim Mitvach, Chumsefer, all over the place, answers with this various kashas. The din is in Halach, and you're a day in Simon Reish Chav Ches, Sif Yudalid. If you go to a chacham to be matter the neder, I'll be din your mechuyev to what? Lifrit as a neder. You have to express specifically what exactly you said and why. When the Eibush said, Oy li shenishbati, v'achshav shenishbati. You see, Rabbi Chazan, he's talking about the mabul, he's talking about the galus. The Eibush wasn't the farit. He didn't even say what the neder was, the shua was. You know? So how could you possibly be made for? Right? Yes? And the halacha is that if you're not mefarit, even be the eved, there's no hatoras on it. Al korcha, you have to say, this wasn't mitzad, a chochum, who is Matir a Neder? It's Mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, or Rabbi Chana, who could be Mefer the Neder, like a husband could be Mefer the wife. And this, a husband to a wife, doesn't have to be Mefer the Neder, as the Shach says in Simon Reish Lamed Dalet of Kot Nam Chazak. Says, we'll say for elsewhere in his Rashi, Lefi Zez Mubin Lachazach. The Abish is like crying out, be Mefer my Neder. Right? Yeah? But he doesn't say that. He says, Oi li shenishbait. What's the oi? What's the crest for before? Me mefirli. Why the oi? Because the din is a husband could be made for what kind of neder?
Inui
nefesh. So the aim is, how could you, Bailu de Maternisa, be matter the neder of the Shekhinah? Because oily. But the Abish says sar, the Abish cries out on the suffering of Golos. The Fiz that says Hosef in another place in Dorsa, remember if you read through Parshas Korach? Yeah? So there it says, as Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kufiut, Vayishma Moshe Vayipalopa. Moshe hears the cresting of the Korach, Vayipalopa. He falls, he's like, ow, falls on his face. What's he, what's Vayipalopa of? Mulam is a chazal, Shechoshdu Vayishish. Hello. You don't gotta be a genius to work that. Moshe, I mean, you have to have, even a lie has to have shekin, some episachiz and mesias. Moshe is a chisholikim. With his own wife, he was perish, right? For how many years, right? He doesn't eat. Still, Moshe is a chisholikim. What's a chishdu be ishis? You're gonna sell that in the newspaper? Is anyone gonna buy that? Hello? Says the Chosef, it's so murdered. Till now, they saw by the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was Baal de Matur Nisa, Vayachal Moshe Matur, the Shuah of the Shechit. Suddenly came Chet HaMeraglim, which is Bar Shlach, right before Korach. And the Eibishter said, he makes an oath, Im Yiru HaNoshim HaShishvati V'Apim Yivayinu L'Chosi, right? So what happened here? Where is the Ish Elohim, the Gever, the Mashpia, the Zohar, who's Mashpia to the Nekeva, to the Shechina Akleisha? What happened there? Moshe didn't know. The Zechariah Moshe became Ish, he became a Makabal, he became a Nukva, he became a whatever. Therefore, Chashdu Be'eshes, she's no longer the Isha. The Ish Olikim, the husband, who's Mashpia to the Shechina, he's now become Eishesish, and therefore he has no power to be Mefer. Hello? Therefore, alright, you with me? Therefore, this is a meditative word. Chazal are saying that the ability of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mefer the Neder wasn't Al Chochum, who's Matir, but I'll say Ish, a husband who's Mefer the Shechina Kodesh. And therefore you find, right, in Zohar HaKodesh, as I mentioned before, that one says before Kol Nidre, V'imnodar Nishma, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, V'lo Yifrag Lo, Elo Tehibag Lusa Adzim Lo Yindia, if by the Abish he made us a Shua that we're stuck in this Golos, right? And Abi Inu Minoch, says Rashbi, V'mikol Inu Dem Ziftidu Le'elu L'Sata, from all the Bezen Shulmaila, that the Avod Begein Raya Mehemnid L'Izoz, Mishchinte B'chol Asar, due to the sake of the Shechina Akdoisha, V'i, V'gar Moshe Rabbeinu, all Sholem Be'nachu Ve'no, Zin Zagin, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who made Sholem, Ben Yidin, and the Shechina Akdoisha so many times, U'masar Garmei L'Misa Be'gino, who became V'no, he was Moshe himself, for Misa, for Kal Yisrael, for the Shechina Akdoisha, as it says, V'im Ayin Dechenim B'Zifra, and that's the Kuyach that one has to be able to be made from it. So although I've discussed many times that a person could say to himself, like this, all of this is really gewaldig, a lofty, exalted word, but what does it got to do with me? I'm like a simple guy, right? I'm trying to keep Torah and Mitzvahs, but like, even that's a struggle, right? I'm worried about the Shechina Akdoisha, I'm going to smile on Geula, right? Or, but there's a nitzus of Moshe Rabbeinu in everybody, every one of us. And even if you can't reach a madrega, like we're not on a madrega to forget about ourselves. That's like a total. We're not on madrega, not of Moshe Rabbeinu, not even of the Yisbach Moshe. We're like, whatever. But every yid deep in his neshama, the Kveir of Harabas Keren Yisrael. And therefore, when one davens in this period of the 9 days, especially, one can find an akuda in yourself. And if that is Shechina, you know, we're talking about what Shechina, who's a Shechina, what's a Shechina. If you want to gain someone, let's say a second marriage, they always give the eitzah. You want to get you want to get good with somebody. If you want, she'll marry you, take care of her kids. If she sees that you take care of her kid, you like her kids, you get on with them, she'll go for you. Eitzah above the kumanus, ask any shot. Is alderos as in foreign. Even if it's on the Shechina itself, you're like million miles away. If you, what is tired by the Avish? I'll tell you a famous story I've said 1,000 times. There was once a Mosser in Lublin, Marashina, one of the lowest of people. And the Chassidim came to him, Chanukah, he should misbowl for that, he should have my Polish, he should have whatever. So the Chassid said, I can't daven to destroy the gift to Mashiach. They look at him, the gift of Mashiach, the guy's a oisfor, a rogue, a scoundrel. He said, Mashiach's going to come. So all the Sheni Yidin, they're going to go, we make up a plan of Mashiach, we go to Israel. The Reveiler, this Mosser, this Sheyes, this oisfor, this whatever, he's going to hide. Because he knows that now's the time for him to come, and now he's going to get his comeuppance. So where does he hide? He goes to his friend the Goy, they stick him in an attic somewhere, and he's hiding, he doesn't want to get the Nicholas Midian, right? So they, it comes the United Nations or whatever they had in those days, Asif of all the priests, all the whatever. We want to give a gift to Yavir Malachim Shai. The kings will want to give a gift to Mashiach. What are they going to give to Mashiach? What gift will the nations of the world give to Mashiach? Box seats, season tickets to Manchester United and Old Trafford, a trip to the Caribbean. What can you go, Shagits, what are you going to give to Malachim Mashiach? So they have a diyun, they've set up a study committee, or whatever, a task force. What is higher by Mashiach? Mashiach's higher Yidin. He loves Yidin, like the Avish loves Yidin. Where are we going to find the Yidin? The Yidin are all in Eretz Yisrael. So some bloke from Lublin says, I have a Yid stuck in my attic. And they'll bring Mashiach this maneuver, but Mashiach will be tired. The famous word the Belzeruv said, that's put in Chuas Chaim from Gedalia Linitz, one of the Talmud of the Rosh Hashanah. A small tzaddik can be melamed zchus on a small Russia. A great tzaddik can be melamed zchus on a great Russia. Mashiach was the ultimate tzaddik can be melamed zchus on all din. So the goyim from Lublin will go and bring their gift to Mashiach. The Malachim Shai will be of the Zid. So the Chayyim said, and you want me to bump off this gift to Mashiach? So if a person cares about the tzar of the Abishter, right, he cares about what's higher by the Abishter, which is Yiddish Kinder, and in that school, some Avos Yisrael, and Achdus Yisrael, and Tfila, earnest Tfila, to daven a bit, to remove yourself and your own immediate needs, and care about the Abishter, which is Akhid Yizuchat, and Chambasiyan, and Mishalayim, and see the Ramas, Ashkina, and the Ramas Karen Yisrael, and Meir Yamin.
One 80 was...